Well, that, of course, is irresistibly fun. What you're longing for here is not to hear the trainer cueing a fairly spectacular set of learned behaviors, but a voiceover by the cast of Beverly Hills Chihuahua, where the impression you want to get is, of course, that the owners are away and the dogs are simply wreaking havoc in the home alone mode. That would have made this a little more fun. It's hard not to admire it, but it feels, of course, like a really, really well-schooled obedience turn, rather than the idea of the dogs thinking their way through any of this. What suggests intelligence, of course, is a presentation that is about the dogs replicating human behaviors. And this is, in an interesting way, a kind of prejudice of ours. We tend to think about intelligence in our own terms. They're more intelligent because they can push a pram, or they're more intelligent because they can hold an object in a way that suggests they're replicating human stature, whereas dog intelligence is really quite different. Years ago, I interviewed the humorist Roy Blunt about dogs and dog shows, and he said that if dogs ran dog shows, they'd call up the dogs that smelled the worst, because their criteria for things are very different. So I think in any of these cases, what we're looking at is a set of learned behaviors that have to do with the way we think about intelligence. I'd be inclined here to give the prize to the second video. It's the dog who most clearly had to think through something to make it happen, even though it's a very modest act. I would certainly give the performance award to video number three. That's clearly a family that has a lot of fun on the weekends.